Hello, 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 and away we go. I am your co-host, Andre C. Right over here, it's the Taco Bell Princess herself. It's Melball. How you doing, Melball?
I'm doing great. Andre, I really want some Taco Bell now. I had a great shoulder day today. I destroyed my shoulder for 2 hours, and I got a lot of stuff in. I was another focused Melball. I didn't dance in between my sets. I didn't go to the freaking kickboxing bag that I wanted to beat the shit out of. I didn't. I was like, lift. You pick the weight up, you put it down. You pick it up, you put it down. It was great. How are you doing?
What kind of impression was that? Who the hell were you doing?
It was a terrible one. I can't do Arnold. I can't do Arnold with shit.
That was like not a good Arnold.
No. I won't even like deny that my Arnold is terrible. It's terrible.
I'm doing good. I'm doing better today than I was over the weekend. But I did get to have some, it wasn't Taco Bell, but it was Mexican food over the weekend. On Friday, we made some homemade, what we call walk-in nachos, which is like
the chips,
taco seasoning, and then sour cream and cream cheese and lettuce and tomato and cheese, and then more just cheddar cheese. Or Tex-Mex cheese, and you dip it in, and you eat out of the chips. And then we had made two other small containers for other meals. And then I decided the next day to take one of the containers, warm it up, and then dump it in the middle of a burrito shell, and then rolled it up into a like massive burrito, and I ate it, and it was absolutely delicious.
I would hope you ate it.
Oh, so good. And there's still one more container, so I might have that tomorrow for lunch when I get back from the city.
Jealous. Jealous. I just had a poutine at the Norwood Legion for my Fat Friday.
And it wasn't even that. And even the meal itself, outside of really the taco seasoning, was fairly healthy because we were using Greek yogurt instead of sour. It's not sour cream. We use Greek yogurt because it tastes the same. Like plain, no flavor Greek yogurt. Oh, it works perfectly in place of sour cream. And everything I put in this thing, and even the chips I was using, were like healthy, like these black bean corn chips. So like they're healthier corn. Mm. They're healthier corn chips. They're not perfectly healthy, but they're healthier than just a bag of tortillas. So yeah, oh my God. Oh, so good.
One day you'll make your own tortilla.
What? So confused.
You can make your own tortillas and then make your own tortilla chips.
No, I didn't know that. Really?
Okay, then. Moving on.
I'm so confused.
We're talking about chips.
My brain isn't working today. We're not here to talk burritos and all that other stuff, but it is delicious. We're here to talk some professional wrestling. We're here to talk some stardom. The opening round of the Cinderella tournament. Before that, I want to thank each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for joining us either on the YouTube at either on your Mumble Wrestling Talk or Backbreaker Video or over on Sunday night's main event, listening to us in audio form. We really appreciate all of you. If you are listening to Sunday night's main event, please like the podcast, give us a 5-star review. And if you want to support the program, Sunday night's main event, go to patreon.com/SNRadio and support them over there. And if you are watching on either Andre Mobile Wrestling Talk or on Backbreaker Video, please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, comment down below, share us out to your friends, family, aliens, puppies, hamsters, crazy people who yell random shit on the street, as long as they have a phone. And don't forget to hit that notification bell so you can be alerted every time we drop a new video.
And,
hello.
What's that?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. My brain is breaking.
Oh, glorious chaos.
Oh, broken brain aside, we're here to talk some stardom. We're here to talk to Cinderella Tournament night number uno.
One.
Two.
One.
Three.
Nope, just one.
I'm doing the count. So we're talking the start.
You have to laugh in between each number if you're doing the count.
One. Hee, hee, hee. Two. Hee, hee, hee.
Three. This show is brought to you by the letter A, sir, which
One,
is
two,
what you're
three.
supposed to be doing instead of E.
One, A. Two, A.
Jesus Christ. Whatever you have been smoking,
Nothing.
I need to get a hold of.
You know what I bought, and I haven't had that in a while.
Clearly lingers.
It's been a bit. The gummies don't really linger.
This would suggest otherwise.
This is just my insane brain. They're here to talk Cinderella Tournament night number one for March 9th. And it actually doesn't even kick off with the Cinderella Tournament. It actually kicks off
No.
with a, well, it kicked off with an undercard multi-person elimination match that I did not watch because I was watching. Yeah, I watched a pay-per-view copy that I got, so I watched the pay-per-view copy. So I actually had to go to Stardom World afterwards and get the translations for the speech in one of the matches later on. But yeah,
It
but
was
we kick
fun.
it.
It was a fun elimination match anyway. I think it was Susie's one. Am I mistaken? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but we the main show kicked off. Future of Stardom title match arena. Versus Miran. Miran, who wrestles for Pro Wrestling Dana, is only 14 years old, and she debuted in April of 2022 when she was 12. And she will turn
Oh.
fit. I think she turns 15 in like June or something.
Jun,
Yeah,
baby.
14 years old.
Mean, this is the future of Stardom champion, right?
Rina ignores the handshake. We're not attacking early. They trade pinfalls. Rina gets a slam. Again, going back and forth early. Rina tossing Miranda Brown by her hair. Does a foot choke in the corner. Then she like slaps the ref just for no reason. Rina just like slaps the ref. Just like, nah, screw you. You can't. I'm a child. You can't hit me back. She's still 17. He can't hit her back.
Let's be honest, she didn't just hit him in general. She hit him for the rest of us.
Yeah, but again, it was funny, and she's like, "Ha, you can't hit me back. I'm a child." And it was pretty funny to me. She gets a slam and that cocky knee on the chest pin for like one. Miranda fights back, but Rina keeps cutting her off. She catches her on the running cross, but Miranda does turn that into a DDT. Miranda unloading with drop kicks, gets a two count, then hits a standing moonsault for two. Again, Rina taking control over again. And she whips her hard into the corner, hits the running double knees into the chest, and hits a seated drop kick for two. Miron hits a running cross and the scoop slam. They're trading strikes to center. Miron gets a drop kick in the ropes, but Rina comes back and hits a Northern Light suplex for two. Miran gets a triangle and a Fujiwara and then turns it into a Fujiwara armbar. But Rina gets to the ropes and Swim Miran hits the Tiger Faint kick for two. Miran misses the Lion Salt though, and Rina gets a Judo Sweep, but then misses the knee drop and then gets rolled up a few times. And Marina comes actually pretty close on a couple of the roll ups here. Like it was like a couple of 2.9s in there. This cartwheel crossbody slam by Miran, where she flipped into like she went to a cartwheel into a crossbody at the same time. It was actually pretty cool. And then she comes off the top with a high cross for two. Then she does hit the Lion Salt for two. Rina then hits the judo toss, applies the octopus lock, but Miran gets the foot on the ropes. Rina hits the second rope double knee drop for two, then hits the inverted suplex, but Miran kicks at 2.9. Miran slips out of the Pink Devil into and hits a roundhouse kick and a roll-up for two, but then Rina gets back up, gets the Pink Devil, and gets the win. Rina now decides to give Miran the respect and shakes her hand after the match.
Well, because she beat her, right? Doesn't want to respect her until she can beat her.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have a ton to add. You took the big kind of spots, the only spots that I kind of wrote down. So I'll just say overall, these two young girls, they weren't acting or wrestling like they've only been in this business a couple of years. These girls were wrestling so damn good together. Their chemistry was very, very good. even when they like came out with their intros, I mean, Rena just comes out just oozing confidence. She's very, very confident in herself and her ability. And Miran, same thing. She came out very confidently. She had a very confident walk about her. And both of these women didn't do anything without full commitments to whatever it was that they were doing, and it turned out so beautifully and so perfectly. I would love to see these two fight again. This was a great match.
I agree with you. Again, I think they did a really good. Oh, I forgot to put the graphic on. I'm bad at my job. There's the graphic because I don't do good at work, you know. And that's Moran, 14-year-old Moran. That kid, just I'm like, Jesus
We've
Christ.
seen her once before.
I think so.
Like
I
when we
think
first started this.
possible, but when we first started this,
The
she
first
would
New Blood
just.
show.
It's
The
very
first
possible.
New Blood show.
Yeah, she would have been like 12 or 13 at the time. Yeah, you're right.
I was gonna say, because I recognize that graphic.
Yeah, could be. We move on, though. We get into the Cinderella tournament. The rules are simple. It's a single elimination format with a 10-minute time limit, which I absolutely love that there's only a 10
So
minute.
nice.
Except the finals, I think. The finals will be, I think, are contested under normal match rules. But they still also include wrestlers can win by pinfall, submission, disqualification, countout, or throwing their rival over the top rope to the floor. The winner is then grant the winner of the tournament is then granted a wish. A lot of the time, it's they're wishing for a Wonder of Stardom championship match more than a World of Stardom championship match. I've noticed from a lot of the wishes that have been granted, it's Wonder title a lot of the time.
Interesting. That's an interesting factoid.
So the tournament kicks off with the longest match of the first round, Starlight Kid versus Yuzuki in about 8.5 minutes. Yuzuki offers the handshake, but slaps the hand of Starlight Kid when she goes into handshake and attacks. They get into a series of pin exchanges. Starlight Kid rolls out to the floor to escape more pin attempts. Yuzuki with through the repeated drop kicks back in the ring, but Starlight Kid fights back, hits a really hard looking drop kick. Starlight Kid applies the Boston Crab, but Yuzuki gets to the ropes. Yuzuki unloads on Starlight Kid, but then Starlight Kid unloads a strike, kicks, chokes her on the ropes, just being a bully here. Yuzuki has Starlight gets Starlight Kid over the top rope, but Starlight Kid comes back in with a wrecking ball style drop kick and then hits a springboard cross for two. Starlight Kid misses the twisting frog splash off the top. Yuzuki gets the rope walk bulldog and then hits a few judo tosses, then gets a two count. She applies the abdominal stretch, but Starlight Kid works her way to the ropes. They're trading drop kicks. Yuzuki ends up hitting a crucifix driver for two. Look, I love the way she sets it up standing and then spins into it. I love her setup on that. It looks great. Rolling fisherman suplexes by Starlight Kid for two. Then she applies the Boston Crab again, sits down very deep into it. She turns in the single leg crab, really torquing on that knee. But Yuzuki does fight her way to the ropes. Yuzuki gets a couple of roll-ups and one that Starlight Kid only gets out of it like a 2.9. I thought Yuzuki was stealing it here. I was like, really? I'm like, oh, thank Christ. Starlight Kid with the running knee to the back of the head for two. Then she goes to the top, hits the moonsault, and gets the win. After the match, Starlight Kid is out, gets out of the ring. She's getting in Suzuki's face at ringside, just being a general pest. It was interesting to see, like, I guess there must be setting up something in the future here.
Yeah, it would be interesting. It would be an interesting test for Starlight Kid to take on Suzu. Suzu kind of seems a bit like a gatekeeper. Now, consider even like I find that odd though, because she has just only recently, in comparison to some, joined the Stardom roster full time. It's only been what, a year? 2 years almost? Since she
A
left
year,
Prominence? 1 year.
well, and when her and Prominence even showed up was only late in 2022.
Yeah. So like I'm missing seeing Prominence just as a side note. I'm just gonna go in off of memory on this one, because this was actually a match that I watched warming up at the gym. From what I recall, when she got that last single leg crab in, Starlight Kid torqued on her so much that she was sitting down on her butt, but then she was also forcing Yuzuki's body down with her body and also resting her head on the top of Yuzuki's head. So she could barely wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah, to the rope.
Wiggle,
It
wiggle, wiggle,
was.
wiggle, wiggle. Yeah.
Hoped you would get that. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Yuzuki's hair was down in this one. I believe it was the first time I've seen her with her hair down. And if I'm not mistaken, it was also a little curved. And if I'm also not mistaken, this was also the debut of Starlight Kid's new hair. She's been rocking that short do for the last little bit. She got some fresh extensions, got some nice blonde locks going on there. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't have a lot to add to this. I thought that this was actually a really good match. I was excited watching it when I was warming up on my little steppy, steppy thing.
Yeah, and even here, when I saw Yuzuki possibly winning, this one didn't make me go, oh no, because like Yuzuki's done enough, I think, that if she did score the upset here, I wouldn't have been mad at this one.
I'd have been disappointed, but I wouldn't have been mad.
Yeah, I was like, oh, sorry, the kid out of the tournament, but I wouldn't have been mad at the upset here, like I will be in a couple minutes. But oh my God, they are setting something up for the 10th. It's Suzu Suzuki versus Starlight Kid. Oh my God, that's happening on the March 10th show, which has already happened, but we will be reviewing that in a few days. We'll be covering that and the show on the 16th on the same show. Yeah, so that looks to be a really cool second round match.
So excited.
But the next match happened. Mel's not happy with this one, I can tell you that right now. Tora attacks Kurara during her entrance with a chair. She's dragging her to the ring by her hair, runs her into the apron. I actually really like Tora's hair here with like that undercut look that she had.
Yeah, that was actually one of my notes. She got a fresh new do, fresh shave on the side shave there. She got fresh extensions, and the color has also been sharpened. Like it looks very much like the picture. The black is the blackest black. The blue is the cobaltiest of blue. It looks so good. She looks amazing.
So when they're in the ring, the match has started. Kurara's getting repeated drop kicks, but Tora just smacks her with a lariat. She sends her to like through the ropes to the floor, so no elimination. Slams her face into the announce table repeatedly, hits Samoan drop on the floor, then whips her hard into the chairs on the floor, does it again. Tora tosses Kurara back and almost gets counted out, which she didn't catch. She like You can actually kind of hear the ref like stalling while Tora got in the ring for the 20, right before 20, like Mel's least favorite spot. But I was like, ooh, I think she almost just like legitimately messed it up. Kurara is screaming with the drop kicks that she's hitting, hits a scoop slam, hits a spear. Then she mounts Tora, just striking down, but Tora sprays the mist in her face. And then she stands up and just waffles the ref. Here and Tora then hits a Death Valley driver, but the ref's like ringing the bell, and you're like, oh no, oh God, no. Tora is disqualified, and Sayaka Kurara is your winner. And so Tora just sentons the shit out of her after the match. But like, no.
Much like fucking Larry's machine gun chops in the last Chop Talk, I reject this decision. I reject it. This is Tora was my pick to take the fracking tournament. She's held the first
You
place
got
of the
you
economic.
got broken just like me when I in the New Japan tournament. You got broken? Nice.
In the second freaking match, my whole bracket out the window.
I didn't fill one
This was
out.
unacceptable. I did not like this result at all. The match itself was exactly what I was kind of expecting out of an Oedo Tai person taking on anyone who's not Oedo Tai. And
Especially a
we had,
brand new person too.
yeah. But of all the new people that have just unrookied themselves, if you will, who have moved up, if you will, who have stepped up from the young lioness thing, if you will, this was the last freaking one on the diggity dang list who deserved this. Last one.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we move down the list about who should have gotten this win of anybody.
Because Yuzuki put on a tremendous match. And I'm not saying Kurara didn't, but in the grander scheme of things, for looking at quality of what they did in the ring, Yuzuki had a straight up wrestling match with Starlight Kid and it was a banger. Kurara got her shit wrecked by Tora for like 5 straight minutes.
Nope. Yeah.
Don't
Nope.
think.
Not even that long. Okay. I guess with the outside interference, it would have been 5 minutes. It's 3 minutes and 52 seconds. This match went of bell to bell time.
Yeah. Like, so let's just real quick back the hell back up and let's talk about the positive. Let's talk about how great freaking Tora looks. I have been loving her evolution over the last year. When we first started watching, she was very much like Ruaka. Ruaka just has that simple under eye shadow and she's good. She doesn't need much else. Sometimes she'll throw some lipstick on, but she doesn't need to. Tora here has been adding things slowly. She's always had these little red things on her face and under her eye. But now we started to watch her evolve at the end of the year with a thick eyeliner on top of that. Now she's also added, for the girls who know, she's added the cut crease over top of the eyelid, which adds another dimension of color because she does it in white. She also does the now anime doll eyes under, like we're watching her evolve into a different version of Tora while also watching her shrink. That woman is this close to having a wardrobe malfunction with that top. If it gets any looser around her stomach, my goodness, the boobies are just going to fall right out of the bottom there. It's getting so loose on her. But let me tell you, with this new look has come a new level of dominance, and I hesitate to say arrogance because I don't think she's acting arrogant about it, but she is certainly acting confident about her power. And we'll see this more when we get into the next show, because especially on the 10th, which I've already watched, there were some developments with Uedo Tai, particularly Tora, that I think we need to discuss. What else? What else? I appreciated that Tora knocked off some of the stuff on the announce table before dropping Kurara's face on it and body on it. I appreciate that. Unlike somebody else who didn't do that and they hooped up somebody's career. Thank you for removing the monitors. Thank you for removing all of that shit that could have potentially seriously hurt Kurara. Especially because I don't know that Kurara would really know how to prevent herself from being hit or hurt at this point. I feel like she's just kind of a rag doll stage of her career. The mist was fun. I always liked a good misting. But yeah, the wind really pissed me off. I really didn't like that breakdown. And then she's just kind of standing there. The look of her face was suggest to me that that was not necessarily maybe what she wanted to do. It didn't feel good. But looking at the rest of the people now still kind of involved in the tournament, you really just took out one of your most viable people, like the biggest name in there.
Because this match for March 16th would have been far better if it was Azumi versus Natsu Katara.
Very much so. Very much so. This is gonna be You know what though? Azumi is a tremendous wrestler, and she herself has been in Kurara's situation a lot sooner, like in more recent memory, we'll say, maybe in comparison to Tora. Maybe she can give Kurara that little step up that she needs, that what's that thing that we like, where she can elevate the opponent as much as the herself. Let's hope for that.
Yeah, but again,
God
I
damn
would have
it.
loved. I would have loved this so much more if Tora was in this graphic, but
Yeah, same. Well, obviously, I picked her to win the tournament. Now I look stupid.
we move on. Yuna Mizumori versus Lady C. Okay, I gotta find out. Did Lady C do like runway modeling? Because like the way she comes down the ramp and like how she walks, like the leg in front of the other is very much that like supermodel runway walk. You know what I mean?
I love it. I think it's great. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And how
Yeah.
she comes out, her arms are out, she's posing. Like, yeah. I could totally see that.
It's such a runway look, the way she's coming down. It's a runway look, right? Or she doesn't have her
Well,
arms
and
out.
then look at
You
her
can see her arm.
face.
And you can see her arms when, if she doesn't have them out here, they're like very much that like runway, like she has this swing to
She's
them.
got a shimmy, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
she's got a little
So,
shimmy to herself, for sure.
yeah. So that's why I'm like, she has this
Maybe
runway.
she was an idol. Maybe that was a part of her thing in her. She was an idol. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. They start slamming into each other, trading strike, dropping each other. Lady C gets a big boot in the corner. Up kicks the arm of Lady C when she gets that hold of the arm. Then Dick continues to kick at it and work it over. Lady C gets a boot on the ropes, but Yuna comes back with a lariat on the ropes. But then Lady C gets a Russian leg sweep and a knee drop for two, or the jumping knee drop for two. Lady C then gets a side lock slam for two. Yuna fights off the choke slam attempt, gets a roll up for two. And then she turns it in, and she goes and gets the sliding lariat, then hits and then hits a slam for two. Lady C then comes back with a lariat, hits the choke slam, but Yuna kicks out at two. Cobra clutch across the knee by Lady C. She's torquing it in there, but she ends up lifts her up. She misses the sweep, and Yuna hits a lariat, but Lady C gets the big boot. Yuna Mizumori comes back with a Death Valley driver, but can only get two. She gets Lady C up on her shoulders. Electric chair face buster turns her over. One, two, three. And Yuna Mizumori, representing Cosmic Angels, moves on to the second round. And I'm a little disappointed because I want to see Lady C win this match.
I think we both did. We both wanted to see Lady C.
Why couldn't Lady C lose to or get beaten up by Tora and move on to the second round and have Yuna just beat the crap beat Yuna beat Kurara here. Like, come on.
Is that isn't that her apprentice?
So
All the more better. Get beaten up
masters
by your
beat their
superior.
master beat masters beat their apprentices all the time. It's the Jedi way.
Okay. I
Can't believe I just said that. That was so
don't think
wrong.
that's the Jedi way. That sounds like the Sith way to me, my guy.
I don't
But
even think the Sith do that.
yeah. Oh, okay. To start here, you know I got to comment on these girls' outfits and looks. I am loving the new hairstyle on Yuna Mizumori with the now teal blue and this like fuchsia. I can't tell if it's like a reddish pink or a pinkish red, but it's not quite mica. Like it's not red enough to suggest that it's mica's hair color, which is a true cherry red, but it's not pink either. It's like this interesting, unique color combination that seems to be unique to her head, and I love it. The problem that I have with the hair, though, is as someone who has the colorful hair, it is very, very, very difficult to wear certain colors when you have that color kind of mismatch. And having the blue hair and the pink hair in combination with strongly orange gear was a bit of a clash for me. It wasn't my favorite, but I suspect that we're going to be getting new gear from Yuna because her gear is loose. Loose, 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 loose. That girl is losing weight like a crazy lady. And that gear is very, very not fitted on her. So I suspect maybe depending on if we see another move up in the tournament here, we might see some new gear coming for Yuna, which would be awesome.
Maybe that's why
Maybe
she
see
left
it.
Triple P, because she's getting so small. She's like, I can't be part of these, and I'm not big like them anymore. I got to go join another team where I'm tiny.
Hey,
We're part of
maybe.
the tiny people.
Maybe, maybe. Lady C, I think her gear was also new as well. That kind of like almost Beetlejuicy style leg, and then the shorts on the other side with some strappies. I love the like "Are you ready?" written on the kind of border of the pant line there. And I also really like how it was like her gear has become very black white with gold accenting on it. It's very classy. It's very regal looking. And of course, being a member of Queen's Quest, that works out really, really well for her. I feel like she not only wrestles in a way that makes, what's the word I'm trying to say? She wrestles in a way that is deserving to be on Queen's Quest, but then her look and overall aesthetic of her character, Lady C, matches Queen's Quest like perfectly. She looks like she belongs in that faction. The last two things I wanted to say about this one, because you got a lot of the spots that I did write down. Lady C's wrestling style. Do you remember Unagi Sayaka from Cosmic Angels? Little tiger, space tiger girl?
Yeah,
Her styling.
she wrestles over in North America a bunch now.
Yeah, with the, is it the Spark Joshi?
Spark Joshi,
Yeah.
which we will be covering in April, by the way, from their show on WrestleMania weekend.
Yes. Lady C's wrestling style very much reminds me of her, which is very comforting to me because I have really missed seeing Unagi's wrestling regularly on Stardom. Yeah, I kind of love her. It's not like a chaoticness, but it's like a organized fire, like a contained fire that she has. It's very interesting, and I really, really enjoy it. The face buster that Yuna did to pin Lady C was just she's such a good wrestler. And like I knew that she was a good wrestler even before, like when she was with Power, Passion, Pineapple and stuff, but I feel in this situation, Cosmic Angels has really helped elevate her. Not just her look, her attitude, her energy, but her wrestling also as a whole. Best place for her. I'm very happy to see her there.
And this match was 5 minutes.
Short and sweet.
Again, good timing. But we're moving on to the shortest match of the Cinderella tournament here. We're going to talk about sorry, this is the match for Yuna Mizumori in the second round on the March 10th show. It is Amisare versus Yuna Mizumori. We're going to talk some Xena from Empress Nexus Venus. Taking on the returning from Stars, Momo Kogo. I've always been a big fan of Momo Kogo, but I'm side of a Xena here. She's my girl. She's in my favorite faction. I like Xena. Momo with the new blue gear looked good. Again,
I really liked that.
a very different look for her because she's always had that. She had that bright red one that went into this like neon green and neon pink gear. Now she's in that like dark, like brighter blue color gear now.
Yeah, it's kind of like that sky blue, kind of cobaltish kind of blue. And it's very interesting because in comparison, like you mentioned, to her previous gear, it's a little simplistic in its structure, but it still looks so professional and so good on her.
It suits her.
Very much so. And along with the darker hair as well. Like she was very much matching Xena with the color, very, very dark, almost black, but very straight, very elegant, very classy, very nice look for her.
It didn't have like the little thing drawn on her face this time,
Her
though.
little hearts, yeah.
It didn't have that. Again, just seems like a different, a little bit different attitude from Momokogi here too. The wrestling style still the same, but the attitude she was giving off seemed a little more serious than what the Momokogo from before. They go back and forth early. Momo using her speed to kind of get an advantage early. Momo gets a drop kick, sending Xena into the rope. She misses the Tiger Fang kick because Xena ducked down. Then she comes right back around, go with the low Tiger Fang kick, and it's Xena with in the face with it. Momo does grab the get the arm bar, but Xena stacks her, lifts her up, and then slams her down with the power bomb for two. Xena hits some strikes, hits the butterfly suplex for two. Momo fights back, hits that like gets her in around the like mule kicks her in the chest, and then hits her tornado DDT, then the head scissors into the armbar, but Xena gets her foot on the ropes. Like, she was raped on the ropes, so she immediately got her foot on the ropes to get that armbar broken up. Xena ends up reversing the tornado DDT into a power slam for two. Xena gets her up on the shoulders, but Momo gets off the shoulders into an arm drag, into a stretch muffler style pin. It was like,
Yeah, that was very interesting and unique. I've never seen something like that.
I liked it. Mm. In the end, though, Xena gets Momo up onto their shoulder, to her shoulders, and then to our track, flips her forward, bringing her down into the double knees to hit Thunderstruck, and Xena gets the win.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, I love Momokogo as well, but when you have that, the technicality versus the raw power, we know that in this situation that the raw power does tend to overwhelm and subdue that technicality. And this was no different in this match. It was so awesome to see Xena in a one-on-one match again. And we've been seeing her in these like multi-person tag matches, and it's been tremendous. I don't think she's probably been enjoying getting her hair yanked on by Mina Shirakawa, but still good times to see them all working together. You know, they really do seem to have a little bit of a sisterhood over there, and it's very, very nice to see. I don't have a whole ton to add to this one. I just that arm bar that Momo had put Xena in, as soon as I saw her do that, I was like, how am I going to keep her down? That girl's too powerful. And as soon as I said that, she just rolled right up, picked her up, and just dropped her down. I was like, probably should have tied up the foot instead there, sweetie. But still a very tremendous match. I love Xena's finish. That Thunderstruck is just so freaking good. Such an entertaining wrestler to watch. I am a little disappointed that on Stardom we can't hear her music.
It sucks.
I know what it is,
though. Even the pay-per-view copy is muted, too.
Yeah, it's a popular, trendy song on the TikTok or Instagram.
What is it?
It's not a lyriced song. It's just like a... You'd know it if you heard it. It's like a beat that's just like, bonk, bonk, bonk. You'd know it. I'll send it to you later.
Okay. But yeah, shortest match of the first round of the tournament, 3 minutes and 39 seconds. Again, they just went here. It was very, very fast paced in this match, but really good.
It was very, very
good. Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Oh, no.
No. My second round hurts. The second round hurts me.
Yeah, this hurts our hearts.
My girls, my Empress Nexus Maybe. Venus coming together to beat each other up. I don't know. I'm conflicted.
You know what,
I love Waka, but I've really become a big fan of Xena. I don't know. I don't know who I want to win in this.
Xena.
Yeah, I think we're here. But Waka winning would be great too. Like,
it would, but here's the thing. She had her final thing last year. Xena has put in a lot of work. And yes, she has done her little thing where she's gone back to Australia and done her thing there. And she's been working very hard there. And Waka's been working very hard in Stardom. But Xena came back. She came back. She didn't sign with somebody else. She didn't go somewhere else. She didn't do something else. She came back.
Yeah, she didn't pull a Zaya. She didn't pull a Zaya or Mariah May. She came back.
I didn't want to say it, but there it is.
Oh, I'll say it.
I must say this, Raiden. As we have, they have to over there as a culture stop punishing people for shit and start rewarding people. You know, Waka has worked very hard, and yes, she is worthy of some rewarding, but you guys have been just, you know, donut on a stringing her enough. Let's see some actual rewarding. Xena came back. She could have gone anywhere else. She has a Mexican connection now in her man.
Oh, Daga, right?
Yeah, Daga, she didn't need to come back. She's chosen to come back. Mm-hmm. Reward this woman. Don't Kenta her like you've been Kenta-ing.
Part of that is Daga is working with Pro Wrestling Noah too. So, yeah.
I mean, we're seeing a lot more of these companies working a lot easier together. NJPW, Noah, DDT, Dragon's Gate. Like, we've seen a lot of it. Diana has been coming in with, what am I trying to say? With Stardom. You know, we've been seeing a lot of camaraderie happening with these companies. But again, Xena chose to come back. She's shown her loyalty. She's back here, whether it's because of a connection or not. She's back. Mr. Okada. This is a situation not of the Kazuchika kind. Mr. Okada, this is an opportunity for you. She is marketable. And you can market her to the English-speaking people that you're trying to bring in. Make the smart decision. That is all.
We move on to Miyu Masaki versus Hirano Yamagi. The youth versus the youth. I like Miyu's new jacket. Looks really good. I think she had new gear here, too. Looks really good, too. Really like the jacket, though. Hirano with the drop kicks early on. Gets an early pin for two. Then they're each unloading strikes. And when they're in mountain, they're just unloading strikes. Miyu gets a stack pin. DDT and a drop kick for two by Miyu. She gets the Rings of Saturn, but Rana gets to the ropes. Miyu unloads strikes, hits a pendulum DDT for two. Rana dodges a lariat, hits a drop kick for two, then transitions into the armbar again, but Miyu fights to the ropes. And when Miyu got the stack pin, Rana had gotten a armbar at that point when Miyu transitioned into the stack pin earlier. Yeah, but Miyu fights and gets to the ropes here. Rana gets a kick in the corner and a PK for two. Rana with hard kicks, dropping Miyu. She goes for another, but Miyu ducks, and she hits a beautiful-looking flatliner. Miyu gets a hammerlock DDT, but can only get two. So then she gets up, hits that sit-out pedigree for the win. Miyu Masaki moves on. In 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
So, if I wanted to vote for someone who deserved to be moving into the second round over Sayaka Kurara, it would have been Rana Yagami for me.
No.
I mean, yeah, I know you're not a biggest fan of her, but for me, I really enjoy her. I see
I like her. I like her.
So anyway, I really enjoy her. I enjoy her striking. I enjoy her style. I enjoy seeing the evolution that she's doing. She's doing a legit evolution. She's toying around with things. Kurara looks the same. She hasn't changed her gear or anything since joining Cosmic Angels. She's still the same. Yuzuki's gear fits with Stars, but we have seen her evolve it a little bit. Rana Yagami may have the same gear, but she's messing around with her looks a lot. Sometimes we'll see her like she is in this picture where she's not wearing any makeup. Her face is straight. I'm not going to lie. It's more of a tomboyish look. We've also seen her in this show, particularly. She was rocking filled-in eyebrows. She was rocking shimmery eyeshadow. She had eyeliner on. She had mascara on. She had a little color on her lips. And she curled her hair. And we have seen in the last few months of her, particularly after joining God's Eye, are really playing with these different hairstyles, playing with variations of things, fitting into her locker room, essentially, really, really effectively. I'm liking to that I'm seeing this kind of evolution happening where she's really taking these steps to figure out herself, figure out her character, figure out what she wants to be and what she wants to project. Something that I've also noticed with her wrestling ability is it's very aggressive. And I don't know if she gets that from Suri, because Suri is also very aggressive. Suri is also very aggressive. But she is like unapologetically aggressive, and she is very, very efficient at that aggressiveness. She's like very much like D bri bri D dibbity D dot A. When she's kicking you exactly where she wants to kick you. Where she's when she's hitting you exactly where she wants to hit you, and she's not hurting you in the process. A lot of the things that Rana could do absolutely would wreck an untrained person's day. That she is so effective and so good. Personally, like if I would had to choose, I mean, I would rather see Hanako move on myself, but if we're talking about like the newbies, the three, Sayaka, Kurara, Rana Yagami, and Yuzuki. Yuzuki had her moment right now where she won the Rookie of the Year tournament. This could have been an opportunity to elevate Rana. But the match itself really did elevate Rana in itself because Miyu Amasaki's a very good wrestler. And the two of them had a tremendous, solid wrestling match. Usually, like there's something with Miu where there's like a speed issue or a flub up somewhere. This match was perfection for her. Absolute perfection. Really, really great match. I was happy with this.
Yeah, me too. Again, really good match. I enjoyed these two. They were really solid in the ring together.
Very good chemistry.
And in the next round, Miyu Amasaki will take on the ladyship, my Sakurai. Got a Vogue. Got a Vogue.
I don't remember what
Got
she
a
does.
Vogue. Vogue. Vogue.
Oh, is it this?
Vogue, Vogue,
She's
Vogue,
not
Vogue, Vogue,
Madonna.
Vogue, 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 Vogue. She's voguing.
Bust a move. There's nothing to it, Vogue.
We move on. It's the high speed match. My phone just rang. I apologize. Turn that
I
off.
did not hear
That's good. It's the high, as I call it, the high speed match, Koguma versus Ruaka with Natsu Kitana. Ruaka and Koguma, this is a match where I got a bit annoyed at the end of this match. We'll talk about that. Ruaka gets Koguma up and dumps over the top right away, which I get. You can win a by over the top ropes thing. But Koguma fights. She ends up sliding under the ropes and turns it into a roll up. And then they start trading pins and they get up and do that like face off thing. I really like that little spot.
Super cute.
Ruaka choking Koguma, gets the shoulder block and the seated drop kick for two. She gets a running senton for two. Then she's choking Koguma. They trade strikes at center. Then each are trying a suplex. Koguma gets the DDT, but gets the lead on the cover and only gets two. They're trading lariats on the ropes. And then they do that running crossbody, like leaping crossbody in the center to each other. Oh,
Yeah, brutal.
that looks
So
so
brutal.
good. Ruaka then hits a hard lariat for one. Then it hits a fisherman suplex. Koguma slips out of the tree slam and gets Itabashi. And this is where everything got torturous. The ref is pulled out while Koguma has Itabashi. She would have won this here. Oedo Tai all in, attacking Koguma. Ruaka dumps Koguma onto the apron. She grabs her, like, your case, but the ref grabs it away from her, and as his back is turned, Tora hits Koguma with the pipe.
You remember the movie Clue?
Yeah.
And well, our backs were turned. Someone could have grabbed the dagger right down the hall and knocked Koguma off the apron.
I don't think I've watched that movie since I was a kid. Jesus, I don't remember anything from that movie.
Oh, we are going to have a movie night.
That and random shitty Disney movies.
Hoodwinked.
Well, that's not a Disney movie, and that's a great movie.
We are going to watch that movie, though. Hear the Schnitzel song. We are getting distracted.
Schnitzel! But she hits Koguma in the back of the pipe. Raka then grabs Koguma in the apron, lifts her, and tosses her to the floor with the tree slam to get the over-the-top rope elimination. Yeah, and then after the match, Raka threatens to hit Hazuki, who's on the floor checking on Koguma, with the case. And guess, you want to know why she was threatening Hazuki? Because that's who she's facing in the next round.
Mm-hmm. And power to Hazuki. She was not backing down from that. She was willing to take that hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Hazuki's a badass. And she'll go back to her holy shit music. Let's see here. Let's go. Anyway, Ruaka rocking a new hairdo. Back to the short do with the bangs. I like it. I really like how she constantly changes her style. Also wearing old gear. Recognize that gear? That was from when we first started watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that gear, though. I really do like that gear. Yeah, these two, the chemistry that these two have is so undeniable. They know each other so ridiculously well. This match flowed so good from move to move, just strike to strike. Everything was so organically perfect. Like, it was just so good. The inside-out lariat that Koguma took from Ruaka was phenomenal. She like pretty much lawn chaired her up. That was freaking so cool. Yeah, once Tora pulled the ref out and everyone attacked, I was like, hey, wait a second. What's going on here? Why is this going this way? Yeah, very disappointed with the end of this match. It was not an Oedo Tai night for me. I was perpetually not happy with the things that Oedo Tai were involved in, whether the things that they were doing or just the loss with Tora. The only good kind of thing was Starlight Kid.
It was very torturous.
It was very reminiscent of a torture. But which one would be the little dick?
Oh, it's definitely Fukikin Death.
I knew you were going to say the clown. Yeah, I don't have anything else on this one.
She's the most annoying out of them all, just like Dick. He's the most annoying out of them all.
She doesn't have a Garrett, but she does have the chain. So that's fair. That's fair. And the newspaper.
So yeah, like we said, Hazuki versus Raka, second round on the March 16th show. It will be coming out in a few days. We've got a bunch of other stuff to record, but it'll be coming out in a few days.
Oh my gosh. Three matches still.
Yeah. Cinderella tournament, another match. I didn't move my notes ahead. Sakigashima versus Saya Ida. Saki asks for a handshake, tries to pull Ida, but can't. Ida gets her up, tries to toss her over the top, but Saki gets a roll up. Ida gets the shoulder block, but Saki reverses a slam and gets a slam of her own. Ida fights back, gets her own slam, gets the arm stretched, does that, like, pull the arms back, put the foot in between the back pull, but Saki fights and gets a foot on the ropes. Ida starts in with the Kojima-style chops, then Saki hits her chop, but hurts her own hand, chopping Saida. It was great. Ida gets her down, hits a sliding black elbow, or back elbow, not black elbow, sliding back elbow, and gets the jumping elbow drop for two. Saki gets the Shote out of nowhere, just Wham! Shotay. Mm-hmm. It hits a butterfly suplex for two. She goes to the top. Goes to the top. Hits the double stomp, but can only get two. She goes for Keisha Gassay. But Saida reverses into Ida Mashi. And Ida gets the win. The right pick. The right choice. Ida moves through. I am very happy right now.
I bet you are, yes. I am loving Ida's new evolution. She has evolved into this, like, amazing, like, she looked great before, but she has matured, I think is what the right word is. Her look has matured. The little flips that she's doing on her hair, now that she's even got a little bit more length on it, it's given me Farrah Fawcett vibes from like back in the day, and I love it. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add to this one. I felt like Kashima, I was going to call her Cash. I felt like Kashima put a lot of effort into this. She made it very enjoyable, very funny. I haven't been enjoying her like sneaky tactics as of late, but this match kind of won me back over to her because she really did work very, very hard in this one. And though she did try to bring out those sneaky tactics, Ida kind of shut them down and kind of made a mockery of them. So I'm very happy with this match and how it went.
Got to use the power.
Oh, I can't do this one. My microphone's in the way. Do this one. Oh, ow. Ow.
Did you just hurt yourself flexing?
I flexed and my shoulder adjusted.
Okay, interesting.
So that's what in happens the when you dislocate it, buddy.
This is what's happening in the second round, though.
Yes.
Crazy so Ida, let's go. It's Crazy versus wow. Ida. Let's do this. It's Crazy versus is Power.
What is her thing again? Isn't her thing a gorilla?
Yeah, it's Crazy versus the gorilla. Yeah, let's do this.
Crazy gorilla, let's go.
Crazy gorilla, let's go. Move on. Final match of the Cinderella tournament and the second to last match mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about on this show. Because there are still three more matches after this.
Like, yeah.
We're only covering Ooh. One because it's the big return match. And yes. It is the longest match on the main card. This one is Hanan versus Hanako. Not the longest match on the card. Second longest of the tournament matches. They start strong. Hanako dropping Hanan. They trade strikes. Hanako unloads. Catches a crossbody from Hanan, slams her. She stomps on Hanan, gets to the Boston Crab, but Hanan fights and gets to the ropes. Hanako stomping Hanan in the corner. She catches Hanan on another crossbody attempt, slams her in the corner, splashes her, gets her up into the torture rack, dumping Hanan over the top. She attacks. Knocks her down, and then she's just brutally stomping her while she's holding onto the bottom rope, just Hanan doing everything he can not to be kicked to the floor here. And Hanako is just stop. And it was great. She's mm-hmm. learning from Micah. She's learning some shit from Micah right there. That's a Micah mm-hmm. influence. Hanan recovers as she gets up and gets a stunner into the ropes. Hanako hits a huge running boot when Hanan gets back in and hits this like incredibly high angle backdrop suplex for two. Hanan gets out of the torture rack into a roll up, then into the arm snap and hits that running famous here for two. She gets this like almost like single leg Billy Goat's curse, which the Billy Goat's curse is the Boston Crab, but you're facing the same direction as the person that's the moves being applied to. She gets a single leg version.
That's what that was called.
Well, if you have both and you're standing over them, it's a Billy Goat's curse. And then you add the arms in, it becomes a dingle dangle.
Yes, dingle dangle.
Dingle dangle. But Hanako gets to the ropes. It's really hard because it's Hanan and Hanako.
Right?
Hanan slips out of a suplex from Hanako. It gets a release overhead suplex. She gets a two count. Hanako reverses the backdrop driver, gets the big delayed suplex, and hits another big delayed suplex and gets two. She gets Hanan into the torture rack, but Hanan slips out, gets the famouser, then into that penta-style arm snap, then turns it into that Billy Goat's curse, And then while she has the foot under her armpit, gets both arms, pulls the arms back, not like dingle dangle style, but well on like on the mat, pulling the arms back.
On the ground, and, yeah.
And Hanako, it's called the Dandelion. I checked on their website where they post all the results. And it's always listed what the move name is that finishes it. And it said it said Dandelion. I guess it's a pest, like all like dandelion, like the weed, the dandelion, it's a pest. And Hanan gets a submission victory. Yeah. Mm. Great match here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Freaking, especially out of Hanako. Like, Hanan did tremendous in this, but Hanako, she was on another level. At first, I didn't recognize her. Like, she's literally looks the exact same, but her attitude and there's just a savagery and aggressiveness that she came in with was just so off the charts from what we're usually accustomed to from her. I loved it though. I absolutely loved it because we got some really great stuff out of her throughout this match, like that ground and pound where she just got on top of Hanako and, or sorry, on Hanan and just started just pounding the shit out of her. I was like, holy shit. Are we like, that's a Micah influence right there for Shizzle.
My nizzle. Yeah.
She was really flexing Hanako, very much flexing her strength and her power and everything that she has learned from working with Empress Nexus Venus up until this point in this match. And though she came up just a little short, she is that much closer to taking another step and another step and another step. It is only a matter of time before we see Hanako with championship gold. She is just progressing at such a speed that it is just so crazy and yet cool at the same time to watch happen. I really liked that ending there where Hanan really tied up Hanako, though, because that would be the only way you can beat her. You're not going to outpower her at this point. I think Hanan realized that because she's too strong. She's too much stronger than Hanan in this situation. But yeah, I was happy with this match. I would have definitely loved to see Hanako move on. But I think we're going to start to see a little bit more of a push for Hanan because she is such a good wrestler, a pretty face, very, very marketable for the Stardom roster.
Very much so. In her next round, she's going to hit a wall. She hits the wall known as Mirai. Hanan versus Mirai. Second round on the 10th show. And
yeah.
She's going to be running into a wall there.
This will be an interesting wall to run into.
Very much
power,
so.
Powerpuff Girl one.
We move on to what is our main event of the show. It's Ciarianu and Natsupoi. And Natsupoi's return match taking from Cosmic Angels taking on the returning Chihiro Hashimoto and the debuting Sari. And it's Sari. It's Sari because there's three E's. There's three E's for some reason. I don't know why, but there is.
So that we can mini-me her name whenever we say it.
So Sari makes her way out. She's wearing a title belt, and they found out it's the Seedling. It's literally Seedlinng. So Seedling is the name of the company. Seedling. She is the Beyond the Sea singles champion.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Everybody with just great gear here. Like just looking fire. Chihiro's when she stood there during her call and put her arms up, and it made it look like her entire entrance outfit looked like a giant monster.
So cute,
so cool. I thought that was awesome.
Triggered a memory for that? My childhood. Do you remember My Pet Monster?
Yes, I was thinking the same goddamn thing.
Yes. So good.
Yeah, and then Natsupoi coming out with a brand new entrance gear, brand new gear. When she was coming out with the entrance gear, all I thought was looking. She looks like an acid trip fairy.
Yeah, yeah, the fairy that was flying around the math house and fell into something and came out. Little.
It's the one you see when you're doing acid. It's an acid trip fairy. Oh, it's a fairy you see.
Oh,
it ain't gonna be some normal fairy rolling around. It's gonna be that weird crazy fairy that is Natsupoi.
That is Natsupoi.
Yeah, Natsupoi. I noticed with the tape on her upper back and neck. Coming back off of that from that neck injury. When her and Sari first start going, she's looking like timid in the first little bit there with Sari. She's looking like a little scared and timid when they were going, they started going there. I love when Chihiro gets her up in that wheelbarrow position and Nash just like, and Chihiro's just like holding her.
Yeah. I mean, Hero also, I mean, power lifter, right?
Yeah.
There's not even going to be a lot of men that woman can't eat around.
Yeah, I love that Nat gets this, like, drop kick and then gets a pin on Chihiro. But Chihiro does the Natsupoi, like, matrix up out of the pin.
Yes. So it's not freaking just Natsupoi. Cool.
It's a big move in Joshi. There's a lot of Joshi women that do it. Natsupoi does it. Anu does it. There's a lot of Joshi I've seen in other companies do it. Cam does it, yeah. But like, it was cool to see a lady as big as Chihiro be able to like matrix out of that. I was like, that's cool. And then she does this cartwheel, like it's this beautiful cartwheel spot too. Right, like just after. Oh, it was so good. But Cosmic Angels get the advantage with the double team again. Lots of great back for Sari in there with. Natsupoi, both those two are just smacking the crowd. Sari slamming Natsupoi around, gets a Muda lock while Chihiro gets Anu in the abdominal stretch. Yeah. Beautiful cartwheel from Natsupoi off the whip and hits this beautiful round, like spinning roundhouse heel kick to Sari. Just really good back and forth throughout. Anu tries to German Chihiro. But she takes her up and she starts swinging Anu to break it. Like she's literally Anu's like swinging through the air. It was great from behind. Yeah. And then Chihiro hits a spear, rolling senton off the Tanahashi special off the second rope. Didn't quite work for Chihiro. Anu trading her and Anu start trading strikes. They trade roll ups. Anu gets a drop kick to the face. Natsupoi comes in, hits a headhunter to Chihiro, then hits a top rope cross for two. She tries to German Chihiro. It doesn't work. Anu tries to grab Natsupoi in a German. That doesn't work. And Chihiro ends up taking them down with a double lariat after they try to attack her. Lots of great spots throughout in this match. It's like 18 minutes. I'm not going to go through everything, but there's some really fun spots here. Anu and Natsupoi hitting Chihiro with this headhunter's SOS combo looked really good, man. There's a spot, I think it was Sarius trying to German Natsupoi. And Chihiro grabs Sari and Germans them both, just crushing, killing that both their partners.
So good.
Oh, so good, man. Just so good. Anu gets does finally get a German on Chihiro late in the match. Just beating all the piss at each other. Nat misses a kick. Sari hits the spin kick, hits an exploder style backdrop suplex. But Anu ends up breaking up the pin. Natsupoi reverses a suplex into the roll-around roll-up for two. She goes for that electric chair twist into the roll-up. But Chihiro breaks up the pin. Sari hits another exploder-style backdrop suplex. I don't know exactly. It looked really cool, the move. Natsupoi kicks out a 2x9. So Sari ties the arm around her, gets her, and hits that backdrop exploder-style suplex again. And Sari pins Natsupoi in her return match. I thought this match was absolutely incredible. All four women tore the place down.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%. I didn't write down a whole ton of spots on this one just because I was enjoying it so much. I hadn't seen Poi in a wrestling match in some time, and I've been missing her. Even though I do talk some mad shit about her and her nasty little pixie ways, betraying Donna Del Mondo in the way that she did, betraying Mina Shirakawa in the way that she did, it was really nice to see her back. And it was even better to see Chihiro. I miss Chihiro and Hashimoto. I mean, that match, was it Suri she had that match with that we first saw? Holy fizzy up and crack. It's a great match. And she was even, like, she was heavier then. She was definitely even bigger then. She's leaned out a lot. Her and her partner, Yu, these two women are a joy and privilege to follow on social media. I highly recommend you check out their Instagrams and check out what they do. These girls are posting stuff of their, like, little outings, their training, their wrestling, the makeup that they're getting for their wrestling. It's so crazy to see someone as just powerful and dominant as Chihiro Hashimoto sitting there going, look at my cute little Hello Kitty biscuit. It's so awesome. But getting back to this match, Chihiro is quickly becoming one of my more sought after wrestlers who I keep looking at and looking for in wherever she is outside of stardom. Her ability to wrestle, her ability to yeet everybody around, but then her ability to still stay, it sounds so weird, like, just, she's so feminine. It's incredible and inspiring as someone who wants to look like her. Suri, this was my first time kind of seeing her. I've heard of her, but I've never really seen her wrestle. This was a treat and a privilege to watch, especially when she got in there with Natsu Poi. But to the crowning jewel of this, because let's be honest, Arianu was a little bit of a, we'll say, background feature on the team that she was on. Natsu Poi was definitely taking center stage as she should. She's coming back. So I felt that Poi was definitely given the appropriate spotlight in this one. I felt she was in the match way, way more than Anu, and that it was like a nice little treat for the crowd who has also been missing seeing her. Yeah, I don't have a ton to add to this. I'm just happy that she's back, and I look forward to see what she kind of does with Cosmic Angels now that she is back.
And a big highlight for me, Chihiro was so good in this match. Like, she's so powerful, but then she did so much other stuff. Like, the way she moved, the speed that she moved, she's just incredible. I know a lady from the local wrestling scene, Gigi Ray, had just recently worked Sendai Girls recently. Those matches aren't out quite yet. They're only, I think, at least not on YouTube yet. YouTube's only up to the November stuff. But she had, I think it was in February, her and Gigi Ray and her partner had actually faced off against Chihiro and Yu for the tag team titles in Sendai Girls. So those, I'm hoping to see those matches in the next few months here, because I would love to see that, just because I love how good Chihiro is. I've seen Gigi Ray countless times here. I want to see them face off. Heck yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a very interesting match to see for sure.
So, post-match, though, there was some comments after. Sarita says, Natsu, are you alive? Are you okay? Natsu, are you okay? Thank you for choosing me as your opponent today. I was very happy. I look forward to more good times together. Thank you. And then Spur goes, Yeah, Poi! I don't know what that means, but that's what it said in the English commentary, or in the English subtitles. She said, first of all, let me say, everyone, I'm back. Were you excited for Natsu Poi's return? Again, she's spacing the speech out by a long shot. I really wanted to see everyone's faces. Sari, Chi-Chi-san, thank you for coming to Stardom Ring today. And they bow to each other. Like, Natsupoi bows to the two, and the two bow back. Chichi-san, the Tsuyuahimi race was yummy. So you a himi? And then she's like, no, it's no himi rice. And then she says, no hemi, the no hemi rice you sent me, I ate it during my recovery so I can come back really, so I can really come back stronger. Natsupoi, and then this is where Chihiro gets the mic. She goes, Natsupoi, Giyan, Poi! And Natsupoi goes, Giyan, Poi! Yeah, just them having fun. Natsu, Sayori, Sayori, she hugs her. And you can see Sayori in the corner, like, I don't like hugging. She's like, yeah. Like reluctantly puts her arms around her, like.
She's the introvert that you brought to the party for her once a year outing.
Yeah, pretty much. She just tells that she didn't like the hug. She goes, and then Natsu gets back on the mic and says, Sayori, I knew that running around in the ring with you would feel youthful no matter how old we get. Sayori. One, so Sari can wrap this up. Sari says, today's Natsupoi's return match. Everyone was looking forward to it, right? You should close it out. And Nat says, thank you, Sari. I don't think this match will end. I don't think this match is the end, sorry. We're still connected by the past, the present, and the future. I guess they're going to get a DeLorean.
Future!
They're going to get a DeLorean. I believe so. I believe so. Everyone, please continue to follow me no matter what. Everyone, bye, Poi.
So cute. Mm-hmm. So cute. It was a nice little welcome back to the wrestling ring for Poi. I'm very excited to see where this goes because she's very, very good at creating stories and doing promos for stories and being just, I don't want to say obnoxious, but she can get to those points.
She can be a pest. It's fun.
She can. I mean, that's what a fairy is, right? A little bug flying in your face, slap.
Especially the acid trip fairy.
Especially the acid trip fairy. Take us into the outro, my friend.
You can find me at the X Master on Blue Sky and Hive at That Canada Guy, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at That Canada Dude. You can find me on Facebook at Andre M. Melball Wrestling Talk or over on our YouTube page at youtube.com/@AndreMelballWrestlingTalk if you're not watching us there currently. If you are, you might be listening to us in audio form. If you're not and you want to hear us in audio form, go to SundayNightsMainEvent.com and sign up and get the RSS feed and hear us over there. You can also support them at patreon.com/SNME Radio. If you are listening over there, please give us a 5-star review and like the podcast and subscribe to the podcast and all the other fun stuff. You can also find me over at twitch.tv/@OurLocalEstablishment, where you can find me doing the Marble Talk, which I think this will come out the same. No, this one's coming out this Wednesday. This Friday, come and watch us do Japanese Wrestling Update. It will be pre-recorded for the next 2 weeks, but we will be back on April 5th with an early afternoon show reviewing the Stardom in America show. I think it's Stardom Keystone. Stardom American Dream 2024 in the Keystone State is what it's called. I just looked it up. You can check us out over there for Japanese Wrestling Update on the 5th, talk about that, and probably talk about a Siri match from GCW. You can also find all the replays over at youtube.com/@OurLocalEstablishment. I also do the Marvel Talk, which will be back on the 27th. We'll be talking Avengers, and on the 25th, I will be live with Bobby Munson and our boy Alex talking Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters. Yeah, we're gonna be talking Ghostbusters. Frozen Empire on that one. I can't wait to talk about the new Ghostbusters movie. It's one of the franchises that I've been watching since I was my mom. I even told my we were talking to my mom about it today. She's like, she's just saying I used to watch that when I was I used to call it Go Butters, or something like that. So yeah, I'm excited to do that one. So lots of great content coming from myself and Melball over the next couple of weeks on Our Local Establishment. And if you want to see, you might be watching us over and back for your review. If you are, thank you so very much for joining us today. If you're not, check our boy Mike out at youtube.com/@BackbreakerVideo, where he simulcasts all of our stuff and all the stuff that Astro Pizarro puts out is also simulcast over there. If you want to see his content live, go to twitch.tv/MikeTheRef where you can see his AEW watch alongs every Wednesday and Saturday, and also after all the pay-per-views going forward. And then hopefully I can convince him to have me on for that post-Dynasty show. You can and if you want to see El's great gaming content, a lot of great stuff over there. And if you want to see replays of that, go to Twitch or YouTube.com/@Backbreaker_gaming where you can find replays from him, Mr. PJC, my buddy Jason. Right there. That's a shot at Mel.
It's funny because he looks suspiciously a lot like Rick Jules.
I don't know. That's my buddy Jason. And you can also find their freaking guest, the wonderful Kayla J.
Kayla J. We love Kayla J.
Mel Ballwerk. Oh, and one more shout out. I got to do it because it's. Where is it? Did I get rid of it?
Why did you get rid of it?
RKAthletics.ca, my trainer, Rich King. Give him a shot. Give him a go over there. Check his stuff out. Great trainer. Get me in shape. Got me down from a 5XLT to now I'm in a 4X. I'm on my way to a 3X. Getting my arms getting jacked too. Getting strong, getting lean, getting healthy. So go check him out. He has online training classes for anybody in the world. If you're in Tenere, he has training. He has training slots open. Go check him out. RKAthletics.ca. Malbo, where can they find you?
If you're wanting to follow on Malbo, you can follow her on the X thing at Collins Malbo. You can follow her on everything else, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Malbo Collins. You can also find me on our local establishment's programming, Japanese Wrestling Update, as Andre mentioned. So stick to the socials to see when that is coming out. But as he mentioned, those pre-recorded ones will be coming out at 8 p.m. Mountain Time on Fridays. You can also catch me on Astro Bazaar's YouTube channel where we do our show Ladies Wrestling Showcase, all about the ladies. We are hopefully going to be doing a show this week because we got to talk about them ladies, about some ladies to talk about. Got a lot of stuff happening, so we got to talk about that. I'm doing a little jig over there. I love it. If you're wanting to watch Stardom Wrestling, we will leave a link in the description box down below. It is stardom-world.com. It is 999 yen, or approximately 10 Canadian. Shout out Sean Spears. Congratulations for being back on NXT. But yeah, the price is more like 750. The car, according to my bank account, because that's what it was. We have heard that there is going to be a price increase potentially to these guys, but we will keep you in the know on when that is happening. But in the meantime, it's still 750 Canadian, and that is still a great price to watch some amazing wrestling. Okay, now go.
I think the increase is for New Japan World, and it's to new subscribers, not the old ones, I think.
We will let you know as we know. Andre, my trusted friend and colleague, do you have anything else to say to the beautiful people?
I just want to say thank you all so very, very much for all the great support you've given us here at Andre Mobile Wrestling Talk. If you're listening on Sunday's main event, please like the podcast however you can. Give us a 5-star review on your podcast catcher of choice and go over to patreon.com/SNME Radio. If you want to support in any version of a monetary form, you don't have to, but please, 5-star reviews help out so very, very much. And for all those of you watching on YouTube, whether it's Backbreaker Video or Andre Mobile Wrestling Talk, thank you so much for joining us here. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment down below, share us out to your friends, family, dogs, cats, wrestling fans, wrestling haters, whatever. Just share us out. We'd really appreciate it. And don't forget to hit that notification bell every time we drop, and be alerted every time we drop a new video.
Ding dong.
Yeah, no, it's way too late. No. Just no. Go away. Come back in the morning.
And that being said, I am your mama. Over there is Andre. We will see you next time. Mwah.